At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
It's the Pat Kenny Show. It's Anton in for Pat. Questions are being raised about the future of Dublin's water supply following a warning that the county is going to face a water shortage within the next 10 years. Joining me now to discuss it further is Angela Ryan, Asset Strategy Manager for Ishka Éireann. This is one of those boy who cried wolf things. We have been warned that Dublin is running out of water for decades, and so far we've been okay.
We've been okay because of the plans that Ishka Éireann have put in place to mitigate some of the issues. So we have year-on-year growth within the Greater Dublin area. At present, the amount of water we can put into supply is about 600 million litres per day. And right now, the demand for water is 611 million litres per day. So all of our water treatment plants across the region are running at absolutely maximum output on a daily basis. So there is absolutely no headroom and no redundancy within the system.
And is the limiting factor supply from the reservoirs or the speed at which you can treat?
So the limiting factor is the supply from the reservoirs. At various times of the year, it is our ability to treat as well. But we are going through a process right now to upgrade all of the major water treatment plants within the region. But really, the limiting factor is we are over-reliant on a single source of water. So we take 85% of the water we need for an entire region with nearly 1.8 million people from the River Liffey.
Coming where? Is that Vartry and then into Sandyford or what?
So the River Liffey we abstract up at Ballymore Eustace, so that's up past Blessington, and there's a large reservoir there. We also have a second abstraction down at Leek Slip at the Salmon Leap.
And what is to stop us taking more from the Liffey? It doesn't seem very empty when it gets to the Keys.
Okay. Well, the Liffey at the Keys is tidal, so probably all of the water you're seeing is the seawater coming into the estuary there. If you're to look at the low flow of the river, stand up at Euston Station there at the bridge on Euston Station when the tide is going out, and you'll just see how low the river is actually on a day-to-day basis. So, for instance, today there is about 5 cubic meters of water passing down the River Liffey. So that's a very, very small amount of water compared to the amount we abstract. So we're taking 7 cubic meters out of the river and there's only 5 passing down through the Keys.
What's a cubic?
So it's cubic meter per second.
So if the Liffey isn't available, what about the other question that always gets asked, which is desalination? We have the Irish Sea right beside us. Why not just abstract from there and take the salt out of it?
Okay. So Ishka Éireann conducted a study and we looked at over 100 options for the region, including desalination. So the preferred approach for the region is to abstract water from the River Shannon and bring it across. If you think about desalinated water, you can't drink seawater. So it has to go through a very, very extensive process to treat that water. You then have to blend it in with the existing supplies. So the amount of blending that we would require, we couldn't really facilitate the supply for the city. So the amount
is that because the facilities would need to be so large and there isn't space, or because it's costly?
No, because we wouldn't have enough water to blend. So we require 200 million litres of water per day by 2040 within the region. Based on the current supplies, we wouldn't have enough water to blend that in a 2-to-1 ratio. And also the energy costs and the treatment costs for that water would be phenomenal.
Why do you need to blend it? Why can you not just use desalinated water straight?
So desalinated water is demineralised water. So essentially, if we didn't blend that water, it would corrode all of the networks that it passes through. Also in countries...
it leaches the minerals back out of the pipes?
Leaches the minerals back out of the pipes. Also in countries where they do use desalinated waters and do have the networks to support that, people tend to drink bottled water in those areas. So again, we have a situation where we have a very, very good water supply in Ireland. People trust us. People drink the water on a daily basis, and we would like that to continue.
Now, one thing that gets talked about anytime we talk about Dublin's water capacity is desalination. The other thing is leaks. We still have a large proportion of the water that is being abstracted from the Liffey ending up in the dirt under Dublin.
Okay, so we, Uisce Éireann, have a national leakage reduction plan. That leakage reduction plan is underway at present. So we've been reducing leakage for the last 10 years across the country. In the greater Dublin area, the leakage rates have fallen from 37% when Uisce Éireann took over in 2014 to about 32% today. We have plans to reduce it further to about 20% by 2030. Now, just to put that in context, the growth within the region is for about 15 million litres of water per year. And what we're planning to do is reduce leakage by 90 million litres by 2030. So essentially, that gives us 4 years of growth. That's all we get out of leakage there. So we need to bring on a new supply.
With a pencil and a bit back of an envelope, you talked about us peaking at about 600 million litres. Is that per day?
Per day, yes.
Of which I therefore assume that either there's 400 million litres getting through the system and 200 million going into the dirt, or it starts at 8 and ends up at 6. But we're talking 200 million litres of leakage.
We're talking about 190 right now. And what we're looking to do is bring that down to 100.
But 190 million litres of water disappearing out of the system every day.
Absolutely. But not all of that is leakage now, Anton. Leakage calculations are estimates. So what we do is we look at the number of houses that are consuming water, the domestic businesses that are consuming water, and we estimate what we're actually using, and the remainder is leakage. But in various cases, we can underestimate the amount of water we're using. So over time, for instance, meters that measure water, they reduce the volume of water they're measuring. So you can underestimate over time. So we're conducting a big meter review across the city. We'll replace out all of the commercial meters there. And that will give us a better insight into actually what's being used and what's been lost.
So when we talk about leakage, where does it leak? Is it at domestic houses that people have minor leaks in their own plumbing, or is this big water mains under the city where it could be millions of gallons?
So it can be a combination. It can be bursts that happen along our bulk networks. It can be bursts on the distribution network, and it can be leaks within household properties. We do have a range of meters that allows us to measure that. So we have district metered areas. So we calculate the amount of water they're flowing into each area on a nightly basis. We look at the trends of that, and if we see any increases, that indicates a potential burst. We send out a team to have a look at that. So that's our find and fix regime. And if we can get that find and fix regime really perfected, we'll get leakage levels down to about 20%. We'll then try to go a bit further than that. So the European norm for big cities is around 14%. So
we're trying. And why do we struggle to get below 20?
So in Ireland, we don't have 100% meter coverage. So we rolled out domestic meters in the initial stages of Uisce Éireann. However, because we don't bill domestic properties for water, we only have about 50% meter coverage. So we have to estimate what's used in the remaining properties. So
but when we estimate and we come out at 20, and you said we come out now in the mid-30s, but we're aiming for 20 with the European best practice being 17. Have we got a worse network than other European capital cities, or?
Well, we've got a very long network. So the network in the greater Dublin area, so Dublin and some of the surrounding counties, Meath, Wicklow, Kildare, the length of the network is about 9,500 kilometres there. The length of the network in Paris is about 3,000 kilometres. So we have a very, very dispersed population, giving us a very, very long network. All of that network has to be maintained.
We've three times the length of water pipe that Paris has.
Yes, absolutely. But that's most European cities are denser than the greater Dublin area. So again, it's just the way our land has developed over time. But it does add additional pressures to Uisce Éireann because it's three times the amount of network to maintain, to find leaks, to repair leaks, etc.
Now, because of this, Uisce Éireann, Irish Water as was, chosen the its ideal solution, which is abstraction from the Shannon down to Partian Basin and bringing it up to Dublin. It feels like this recommendation was made when God was a boy and we're waiting a long time. Is it progressing at all?
Absolutely. So the recommendation was initially made in the Greater Dublin Strategic Water Supply Study back in 1996, believe it or not. And we have progressed the project on significantly since then. growth has increased in that space of time. So again, the predictions that were made during those early stage reports are right. So the demand for water in the Greater Dublin area would have been about 520 million litres of water per day back then. And it's 611 right now. So it has increased over time. What we've done in that intervening period is we have reduced leakage significantly within the area, which has made space for more growth. But we're really running out of options now, and we have to progress the major new source project.
A lot of questions about IT manufacturing and about data centres. Please ask your guest how much water data centres use in cooling systems. As big an issue, surely, as the power they use. Are data centres not using the lion's share of water? Take out data centres and Dublin would have no water supply issue. And it goes on and on.
No, so data centres, some data centres use water for cooling, but they need that cooling water when the temperature is above 26 degrees. So we don't really get those type of temperature conditions in Ireland. And that's why there is a proliferation in some cases of data centres wanting to develop within this this region. Generally with data centres, Uisce Éireann, when a data centre looks for a connection application for us, they may need some water initially. And we ask them to store water on their site. So they
but presumably you do have large scale manufacturing that uses significant water.
We do have large scale manufacturing. The Greater Dublin area contributes about 42% to the GDP of the country. So it's a huge manufacturing base within the wider area. So they do use significant amounts of water. So about 140 million litres per day goes to commercial and industry use.
Out of the 600?
Out of the 600.
Text asking, why can't we just build a new reservoir up in the Dublin mountains? There's plenty of rain in Ireland.
All of the reservoirs in the Dublin Mountains have been built out. So the geological conditions for a reservoir, you have to have obviously a valley with a river flowing through it. You have to build a dam, flood the valley and get storage. So over the years, the ESB progressed out the majority of the viable sites across Ireland. So we have dams up in the Dublin Mountains at Pula Fuca, at Vartry. We have dams on the River Lee and also dams on Ardna Croche down in Limerick and up in Donegal as well.
And people get aggrieved if you flood the valley in which they are living.
Well, absolutely. That's it. You have a large population displacement with that. But we have looked at all of those options as part of our plan. We looked at over 100 options for the region.
If you were a betting woman, when do you think the pipeline to the Shannon will be in place?
Anton, it is a relatively straightforward project. The actual construction timeframe for the project is about 5 years. It might take us about 3 years to get through the statutory planning consents and the economic consents, but we're progressing well through them. We've just gotten the next stage approval from the department, which will allow us to go for planning permission next year.
Angela, thank you very much. That is Angela Ryan, who's Asset Strategy Manager for Uisce Éireann.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.